All the currently proposed wind farms would be built far off the coast in federal waters off Massachusetts and Rhode Island, so you wouldn't see big wind turbines when you visit the beach. But Scott Bates says he'd like to see turbines at state ports. Bates is chair of the Connecticut Port Authority and says the New London State Pier is well positioned to assemble and service turbines.
So you're talking about a lot of jobs that are based on the waterfront. These are blue-collar type jobs and also advanced manufacturing jobs that are enough for a family in Connecticut to earn a good living on.
All three developers mention New London in their bids as a potential staging ground for construction or maintenance. Emily Lewis with the environmental advocacy group Acadia Center says it's good the state is trying to get power from offshore wind. But she and Bates say Connecticut needs to act fast. That's because Massachusetts, New York, and New Jersey all have bigger offshore wind goals.
What they risk missing out on is the development of the port in New London. So if Connecticut comes in strong with a big commitment to offshore wind, they're more likely to get those economic development benefits. Whereas if they don't, the other states will get it, and then Connecticut will just be using those ports for their own construction.
Connecticut is expected to announce if it has selected any of these offshore wind projects in June. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.